when you look back, team-wise, 2017, knowing how close you were, what's your gut reaction on this season?
We were pretty close. We just a lot of games that we lost that, you know, could have went our way that didn't, and it eventually cost us the season. We're so close.
I know you're all about the team, but 2017 is also your breakout year. You had a historical season from a Cardinal perspective. Is there going to come a time where the disappointment of the team is going to go away and you're going to look back and think, you know what, I did what I've always dreamed of?
I'm going to reflect, look at some things to see, you know, what areas I need to improve individually, and evaluate myself and prepare for my off season for next season.
Would you like to hear out of the Cardinals' mouths as they look forward to 2018? Tommy Pham is our starting outfielder 2018, whatever position, whether it's left or center. Would you like to hear that, or do you need to hear that?
Nah, not really, man. No, this is a game where, you know, your numbers, you know, do the talking for you. So, you know, I know what my numbers say. I know what it compares to within the league. So, you know, with that said, you know, I know I'll be able to play somewhere.
And when you look at what you did, what do you think when you look across the line and you see 300, 400, 500, and 23 and 24? And what do you see when you look at those numbers?
I see my name, Trout and Altuve, were the only three players that did it. So, you know, when you look at that, you know, some people will look at me and be like, what? You know, but I did it.
And what will you do this offseason to make sure that this is not a one-year thing and a nice trend and a, you know, the beginning of a great career?
Yeah, that's the tough part. You know, you don't want to be a one-year wonder. So I'm going to do everything I did last year and some.
Thank you, sir. What is it to be going home and not be playing in the playoffs?
Yeah, man, I prepared to play in the playoffs, so it's very disappointing.
Is this a sad thing? I mean, I don't know if it's the right emotion or not, but it's kind of an odd thing.
Here,
sad the right word, or how would you describe it?
Frustrating. Just because, like I said, you know, the expectations as a team, you know, that weren't fulfilled.